You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Murphy Darden of Kalamazoo loves cowboys. He and his twin brother are now 87, but when they were kids, they used to pay 10 cents at the movie theater to see stars like Roy Rogers and Buck Jones rope cattle. But he hadn't heard of any black cowboys until one day when he was working at the parchment paper mill.
I was in the restroom washing my hand and the radio come on for Black History Month. And they said they called the name of Bill Pickett. He said, oh, Bill Pickett, one of the first black cowboys that did bulldogging. And he would ride on his horse, jump off his horse, catch the bull by the horn, and throw him with his teeth.
Darden was hooked. He started collecting everything he could having to do with black cowboys.
And then from the black cowboys began the slaves on horses. I began to collect buffalo soldiers. Getting the history of Buffalo Soldiers, getting the history of slave document, all of this history that I didn't learn in school, because Mississippi school back there, we didn't learn a lot about black history.
So Darden took it upon himself to collect that history. Every room in his house is filled with artifacts, as well as Darden's own historical artwork. On the first floor, there's paintings and historical items from black cowboys and slaves, posters of old westerns and pop culture icons like Muhammad Ali, wood carvings of social justice leaders like Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth. But Darden doesn't just stick to national history. There's a lot of local history here, too. Darden built 3D models of countless black churches in Kalamazoo that no longer exist. He also recreated the old parchment paper mill and the home of the city's first black settlers.
In that house, they burnt that down for fire practice. Osmo Township firefighters on Monday burned the 1860 farmhouse that was once home of the Enoch Harris and his wife, Deborah, the township first black settlement. And they settlers, and they burned that house down.
Darden also memorializes a local protest in one of his drawings. He attached a newspaper clipping for context.
Pickett at the Van Avery drugstore in 1963 demand that the store hire African Americans workers.
Down in the basement, Darden has things set up more like a museum, with arguably twice as much stuff.
I can't stop. It's in my blood.
Here, Darden has museum quality glass displays. One reenacts a slave trade, another, a Depression era home.
Over here is a showcase of Army stuff, wall stuff, 51st Massachusetts and Buffalo Soldiers, artifacts, boots, flags, jackets. You come to all this other stuff, then you come to black inventors. Garrett Morgan, the stoplight, traffic light, call him now. And if you look, every time you see a traffic light, oh, who invented that? You know, black man, Morgan, Garrett Morgan, and the gas mask. He also invented that too.
Between his collection and that of his twin brother, Irvin Darden, who collects black baseball player memorabilia, Murphy Darden says he has more than enough items to fill a real museum. But he says finding an available building has been tough. And as Darden gets up in age, he says he worries he's running out of time. But he says he just has to find something. This history is too important.
We gotta tell it, we gotta show it, and we gotta talk about it. You know, so the young generation can know what we came through.
You can visit Murphy Darden's African American Cowboy Historical Museum by calling 269-382-0245. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.